الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي صدق الله العظيم My most respected علماء الكرام Brothers and elders, justice, adal, insaf, is the bedrock, it is the foundation of any successful nation. Whenever there is justice prevailing, there will be, the crime rate will reduce, bribery and corruption will reduce, there will be fair distribution of wealth, property to the rightful owners, to those to whom it is due. There won't be any usurping of wealth or land or property. Oppression will be reduced. That environment will live with harmony, peace. But if there is oppression and zulm taking place, then there will be havoc, anarchy, killings, plundering, looting. People will be deprived of their rights. Our deen and sharia has emphasized the importance of adl in our lives. First of all, a person should be just to himself. And how does a person do justice to himself? By obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sins we commit, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not fulfill, in reality we are doing zulm upon ourselves, and therefore the verse of the Holy Quran, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Allah, in not obeying you how you ought to be obeyed, in violating your laws, Allah, we have done zulm upon ourselves. Allah, you forgive us. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is taught a beautiful dua by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we should recite in tashahud. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kabira aw kathira. Wallah, I have done a great injustice upon myself. What is the injustice that is referred to? By not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by committing guna and sins. And therefore we ask Allah to forgive us. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, here's a person saying to somebody else that a zalim, one who oppresses, is only harming himself. Immediately he was rebuked by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he was stopped. And he said, no. The nahusat, the omen, the evil of a zalim, an oppressor, affects the entire community. حتى الحبارة في وكرها, to such an extent that even a species of bird, in nestling in its nest, also suffers because of the zulm and oppression of a zalim. But when there is peace and harmony, and everybody is given his correct share, there's no need for cheating and fighting and quarreling. Peace prevails in the community. An imagery, some disbelievers go to Medina Munawwara in the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, to meet him. They heard about his position, he was a Khalifa. They observed in the town of Medina Munawwara is so much of peace and harmony. So they want to go and visit Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, thinking that perhaps he's got a huge mansion and he's got so many guards and a whole army and entourage outside his home, looking after him, his bodyguards, protecting him. But to their surprise and astonishment, they were led to a nearby tree, and see, that's Amir al-Mu'mineen lying under the tree. When this person goes by, he looks at Amir al-Mu'mineen. He's fast asleep. And he says, عَدَلْتَ فَأَمِنْتَ وَنِمْتَ. You were just. You rule justly. There's no oppression. Therefore you are safe and sound. And you are able to see, have a good sleep under the tree. All those tyrant rulers that you see in today's times, as well in the past, they are not living a happy life. The despots are always parishan. They are gripped with fear. When I will be attacked, assassinated. They are unable to walk freely in the society, in the community. Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala walks in the bazaar, in the marketplaces. He patrols the gullies of Medina. My respected brothers and elders, in one hadith al-Qudsi, a long hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, inni haramtu zulma ala nafsi, wa ja'altuhu baynakum muharraman fala tazalamu. Allah says, O my beloved servants, I have made zulm, oppression, haram upon myself. And I have made it haram upon you, oppress one another. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, اتقوا ظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. Beware of oppressing any person, not giving him his right, his due. Why? On the day of Qiyamah, a zalim, an oppressor, will be in darkness. On the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be seeking light and nur, we know the horrifying conditions and the events of Qiyamah. A little bit of light will give him some solace, some comfort. But on the day of Qiyamah, a zalim, an oppressor, he will be deprived of that light. Another explanation, he will be in shadaid. He will be in great difficulties on the day of Qiyamah. He will be in pain and suffering on the day of Qiyamah. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. That beware of the baddu'a, the curse of an oppressed person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning the zalim, the oppressor. Be careful of the du'a of a Muslim person. When the Muslim person raises his hands, when she raises her hands, the du'a reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. There is no barrier, there is no veil that stops this du'a from reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A poet mentions, لا تظلمن إذا كنت مقتدرا. لا تظلمن ما إذا كنت مقتدرا. Don't oppress any person, especially when you have that power and authority. You are the head of an organization. You are the amir of a society. You are the leader of your community. You are the king or the president of the country. You are the husband, you are the father of the home, you are the leader of the home. You are a boss of a company. You've got subordinates, you've got workers, you've got laborers all under you. لا تظلمن ما إذا كنت مقتدرا. Don't oppress any person at all, despite having authority and power. In other words, don't throw your weight on any person. Why? He says, نامت عيونك والمظلوم منتبهن. Perhaps at night your eyes are closed and you are asleep, but the one who is suffering because of your oppression, he's suffering because of your oppression, he's not asleep, he's in pain. He's awake. And what is he doing? يَدْعُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكَ. He has raised his hands and he's crying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, look at that zalim, what he has done to me. وعين الله لم تنم. الله is حي, الله is قيوم, الله is سميع, الله is بصير. Allah is never overwhelmed by sleep or slumber. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears the crying of this mazloom, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers his supplication. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that in this world, if we have made zulam in any way, perhaps on our wives, on our children, on our parents, family members, business partners, wherever it may be, whoever it may be, فَلْيَتَحَلَّلْهُ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمِ. One should absolve himself from that problem, from the zulam, from that oppression, whilst he is living in this world. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will take qisas, retribution from this person, like it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul asked the Sahaba, مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ, who is a pauper? Sahaba says, they answered, مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَعَ الْمُفْلِسُ فِينا مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَعَ. A pauper in our understanding is a person who's got no money, no material possessions, he's got no goods, he's got nothing, he's a beggar, he's a pauper, he's a poor person. Rasul says, no. Who is the true pauper? That person who comes with abundant nakis in the day of Qiyamah. بِصَلَاتٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاتٍ. So much of namaz, read, and zakat, and hajj, and ibadat. He's got so much of hasanat. But suddenly we find people coming. Oh Allah! This man, he swore at me. So the hadith says, فَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا. He's either unjustly killed some person, he's usurped the property of some person, he's sworn at some person, he insulted another person. Each of those people will now be given from this person's good deeds. Some of his salat, his roza, his zakat, his good deeds will now be given to the person who he had oppressed in the dunya. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَرَاتُهُ. When all his good deeds are now finished, he's got no good deeds left, it's exhausted, but still there's a whole line of people demanding their rights. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that all those people whose rights were usurped, they will be given their full share, full reward now. What does this person does? He's got no more good deeds. So Allah ta'ala then takes their bad deeds, their evil deeds. Turihat alayhi, it is now thrown upon this person. ثُمَّ تُرِحَ هُوَ فِي النَّارِ. That this person is flung into Jahannam. May Allah save us. Rasulullah says, not even a handspan. مَنْ أَخَذَ شِبْرًا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. One handspan, handspan. That much. You usurped, you took away. Unlawfully. Perhaps you were building your neighbor's land, you took just only this much in. You made jiram. That small portion of land would be garlanded around this person's neck. تُوِّقَهُ. One riwayat says, ثُمَّ خُسِفَ بِهِ إِلَى سَبْعِ أَرْضِينَ. Then he will be sunk into the ground, into the earth, seven earths deep. One narration says, that person who usurped another brother's land, on the day of Qiyamah, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that Allah will be غَضْبَان, angry with him. Allah will be naraz. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah is Adal, Adal, just, all just. This is one of his beautiful names. In the Asma'ul Husna, Al-Adl. Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu says, my father had gone to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My mother insisted that he must go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of a gift that he had given to me. There are different narrations. Some say it was a plot of land. Some say it was some other hibah, some other gift. Whatever the gift was, he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallam, I wish to make you a witness that I have given my little child Nu'man this gift. Rasulullah asks him, have you got other children? He says, yes. You've given them equally? No. So Rasulullah tells him, would you like that these other children of yours like you and obey you and serve you equally? Or you only want this child to serve you and obey you? He says, no, I would like all my children to have that love for me. So he says, then don't make me a witness on oppression. Go back. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِي اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَلَىٰ وَاعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ And be just amongst your children. In one hadith, Muslim says, go and make somebody else a witness. Because I will not bear witness on a contract which is full of oppression. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayh, who comes from the progeny of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, in his time, one of his governors had written to him, كتب إليه بعض عماله إن مدينتنا قد خربت. That our little town, you have sent me as governor of, it is falling apart. We need some money to repair our little city. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayh reads the letter, the contents. He gives jawab. He says, فَحَصِّنْهَا بِالْعَدْلِ Fortify, repair your village with justice. وَنَقِّ تُرُقَهَا مِنَ الظُّلْمِ And make sure that the roads of your town, in other words, every gully, must be free from any type of oppression. The result of oppression is that your town is falling apart into ruins. And he says, Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. In the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayh, it is mentioned in Tariq al-Khulafa that when some of the historians have mentioned that a person writes and he says that you were in Kurman, in the town Kurman, and we should graze our sheep. وَالشَّاتُ وَالذِئْبُ Both the sheep and the wolf also would graze in مَكَانٍ wahid. Look at the justice. When there's justice, then even the animals will be just. Even the animals will not harm the other. Having a flock of sheep and grazing in the same place with the wolf. This is the barakah of adal insaf. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي الظَّالِمِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a zalim, an oppressor, respite. Outwardly we see this person, he's doing so much of wrongs, yet he seems to be living a very prosperous life, a very healthy and happy life. But in essence, this is actually rope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is deal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is letting him enjoy, letting him, فَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتُ When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees such a person, then Allah will never let him escape. And then Rasul read the ayat, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ When Allah ta'ala sees a nation being unjust, unfair in the mutual dealings, the person is deceiving the next person in his dealings. He's not weighing correctly, not measuring properly. People's properties have been usurped. How many a sister is still waiting for the distribution, fair distribution of a share? Father passed away. The brother has usurped all the money. Years have gone by. The sister is an old woman now. How many cases we see? Yet her haqq has not been given to her. What face will a person see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with on the day of Qiyamah? He will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that Allah will be naraz with him. As I mentioned, the hasanat will be given away. Those people's evil deeds will be thrown on such a person. To understand justice, look at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatima, a woman named Fatima from the Makhzumiyah tribe, from the Makhzumi tribe, Fatima al-Makhzumiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She made a mistake and she stole somebody's property. So obviously the Islamic law now has to be meted out to her, her hands has to be cut off. But the family, they were very, very worried. And they thought perhaps somebody will go and speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this person could intercede on her behalf. And Rasulullah would then just allow her freedom and not chop off her hands. And they thought, who's the right person? Who's so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. They speak to him. Usama was the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the son of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. So Usama goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, this is the story. She made a mistake. She stole. So if you could just pardon her and not let her hands be chopped off. Rasulullah also becomes angry. Is it atashfa'u fi haddi min hududillah? Are you interceding regarding the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The penalties that Allah has laid down in the Quran. If somebody steals, this is the punishment. You are asking to, you are interceding regarding a had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasul says, look at the justice. لو كانت فاطمة بنت محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سرقت لقطعت يدها. If my own daughter, Fatima, if she has to steal even, I will chop her hands as well. This is justice. This is when a person is not biased, he's fair. My respected brothers and elders, there's so many other incidents that come to mind in the time of Sahaba, in the time of the pious or the sages, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many examples of adl insaf, and we have seen in this world the result of zulm and oppression. May Allah protect all of us from becoming zalimeen and harming others in any way by means of our tongue, by means of our hands, by means of what material possessions we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be just, and a person who is just on the day of Qiyamah, he will be sitting in al-muqsitina ala manabura min noor. They'll have pulpits made of noor for such people, those who are just in this world. A just ruler, he'll be under the special shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you.